The Challah in the Ark, a story as told by Rabbi Amy Scheinerman. In the year 1502, a man named Jacobo and his wife Esperanza came to settle in the holy city of Tzfat, high in a mountain in the holy land of Israel. Jacobo and Esperanza had been born in Spain, but in 1492, Spain expelled all of her Jews, and they, then young and strong, had traveled from Spain to Salonika in Greece, where they lived for several years. But they heard of this great leader, Rabbi Isaac Luria, who was known as the Ari, who led the Jews of Tzfat. It was a community steeped in Kabbalah and mystical teaching. Rabbi Luria taught that God is hidden and mysterious, but can be seen in the actions on earth of those who acknowledge God's creative powers and seek to do God's will. And so Esperanza and Jacobo boarded a ship and sailed for Eretz Yisrael. They came to the town of Tzfat and found there a community of Jews dedicated to serving God, but struggling to feed themselves. One Shabbat, the synagogue rabbi, an elderly man, taught the congregation that when the holy temple stood in the city of Jerusalem before it was destroyed by the Romans, God would be offered 12 loaves of bread every week just prior to Shabbat as part of the showbread. Now, Jacobo was a simple man. His honesty and integrity and kindness far exceeded his learning. And to be truthful, he may have slept through a little bit of that rabbi's sermon. So he didn't understand exactly what the rabbi had said, but he did remember about the 12 loaves of bread. So he went home and said to his wife Esperanza, "Next Friday morning, we're supposed to bake 12 loaves of bread and bring them to temple. The rabbi taught us this morning, God loves challah for Shabbat. Who doesn't? So I'm going to bring them to synagogue and give them to God." Now, Esperanza happened to be a wonderful baker, and Jacobo was filled with joy at the thought that he and his wife would be able to please God in such a wonderful manner. And that week, they baked 12 of the finest loaves of challah you have ever seen. They kneaded the dough with love. They expressed their awe of God and their love of mitzvot through every ounce of their being as they made these loaves of challah. Well, the loaves came out of the oven and cooled, so Jacobo carefully packed them in a burlap sack, hoisted them onto his shoulder, and headed for synagogue. When he arrived at synagogue, he looked around, and he wasn't totally sure where to put them, but he figured, well, the center focus of the synagogue is the ark. That must be where God gets the challah that God wants to eat every week. So looking around to make sure no one else was quite watching, he walked on tiptoes up to the ark, opened the doors, and placed the loaves of challah in the ark. Jacobo whispered, "God, I brought you the challah that you love so much. Esperanza and I made it just for you. Tomorrow on Shabbat morning when they open up the ark to take out the Torah, I'm going to look to see if they're gone every crumb so we'll know that you like your gift." And with that, Jacobo closed the ark, drew the curtain, tiptoed out of synagogue. Well, no sooner had he left than one particular member of the congregation entered, a guy known as the Shamus. That's the caretaker, the custodian of the building. He was there to sweep the floor and help prepare the synagogue for Shabbat morning. When his eye caught sight of the holy ark, he put down his broom and walked towards it. "Oh God," he said, "I don't ask for very much. You know, I'm not really paid for being the shamus of the synagogue. I do this job out of love for you and the holy Torah, but my children are hungry. I need food for them. Even if the people of Tzfat can't pay me, perhaps you can help me feed my children, O God." Well, just as he did that and walked up towards the ark, he smelled the aroma of freshly baked bread. Impulsively, he stepped forward and opened up the ark, and he gasped. He saw 12 loaves of bread. "It's a miracle," he said. "I knew you would feed my children. Thank you, God, so much." He gathered up the challot and he ran home to his wife, who was overjoyed to see food for their children. They decided they would have 2 challot for dinner that night, and 2 more at Shabbat lunch the next day, and 2 more at Suda Shlishit on Shabbat afternoon, and then they would save the rest of them, 1 each day for Shabbat, until 1 each day of the week. And his wife said, "That's enough for this week. We'll have faith that something will happen next week." Her faith was strong. Well, the next morning, the congregation assembled in the synagogue to celebrate Shabbat, and Jacobo waited eagerly for the ark to be opened. He grew more and more anxious. Would the chalot still be there? Had God accepted his gift? Had God enjoyed the challah? The ark was opened, and his prayer was answered. There was not a crumb in the entire ark. Well, Esperanza and Jacobo made plans then to bake challah for God every week. Every Friday morning, they would bake 12 loaves. Every Friday day, Jacobo would sneak them into the sanctuary and quietly and quickly place them in the ark and then leave to go home. And wouldn't you know it, every Friday afternoon, the shamus would come in to prepare the synagogue for Shabbat, and approaching the ark, found challah waiting for him. This scene repeated itself week after week after week for 30 years. One Friday morning, as Jacobo was placing the challah in the ark, as he had every week for 3 decades, he felt a hand on his shoulder. He turned to see the synagogue rabbi, now a very old man. "What are you doing here?" the rabbi shouted. "What do you mean? You're putting bread in the ark?" "I bring these challah to God every week," Jacobo stammered. "I've been doing this for 30 years. "You've been bringing bread to God for 30 years, the rabbi said. "Whatever for?" "Because of what you taught," said Jacobo. And he recounted what he remembered of the rabbi's sermons about the loaves of bread in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. "You fool," said the rabbi. "God doesn't eat food like people do." "Ah," said Jacobo, "you may be learned and wise, but you don't know everything. You see, each week God accepts our gift of challah for 30 years. There hasn't been a crumb left in the ark every Shabbat morning." Well, now the rabbi was curious, angry, but curious. So he said, "Let's hide in the back. We're going to see just what happens to your challah." And the two men hid behind the last row of benches and waited patiently. They didn't have long to wait. Several minutes later, the shamus entered the room, immediately approached the ark, and approaching the door, opening the door, he said, "God, for 30 years you have fed my family and sustained us in good times and bad. We give you thanks." The rabbi jumped up and screamed, "You too are a fool. Do you think God bakes bread and leaves it in the ark just for you and your family?" Well, the shamus hung his head in shame and he began sobbing. "I don't get paid for cleaning the synagogue, rabbi. I thought this was just God's way of repaying me for my work." Well, just at that moment, the leader of the community, the holy rabbi Isaac Luria, the Ari, walked into the synagogue, and hearing the loud and angry voices of the synagogue rabbi and the sobbing of the shamus, he asked, "What is happening?" The shamus was miserable because he knew he would never find challah in the ark again. Jacobo was miserable because he had simply wanted to please God, and now he could no longer do this. Well, when the entire story had been explained to him, Rabbi Luria smiled, and he turned first to the rabbi. He said, "Rabbi, never since the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem has God had such pleasure from watching what has gone on in your synagogue each week. 30 years ago, you don't remember, but you were old and sick, and God had decreed that you would soon die. But because your teaching resulted in so much righteousness on the part of these people, God wanted you to live all of these years." And then the Ari turned to Jacobo and to the shamus. Now that you know who is eating the challah and who is baking the challah, it may be more difficult for you to continue as you have these past 30 years. But, the Ari wisely said, "I want you to continue as you have and believe with perfect faith that if you, Jacobo, bring your challot directly to the shamas, God will be pleased no less than before. For it is your acts of love and kindness that help us serve God and bring wholeness to this world. And you," the Ari turned to the shamas, "you should know these challot were baked by Jacobo and Esperanza, but they come from God as well, because Jews are commanded to do the work of God in this world and to feed the hungry." Well, from that day on, Esperanza and Jacob baked a dozen loaves of challah every Friday as they had for the past 30 years. But instead of bringing them to the synagogue, they brought them to the home of the shamas, who he and his wife and his family gratefully accepted them. And sometimes the two families would even join together for Shabbat dinner. And everyone agreed The challah was the best they had ever tasted. That's the story of the challah in the ark. We don't always know where God's hand is in the world, but sometimes if you look at your own hands, you can see God's work in your hands as well.